Peter Wallace here at the Festival of Homiletics in Atlanta, and with me is one of our recent Day One preachers, the Reverend Dr. Mark Doty from Bangor, Maine. Mark is pastor of Hammond Street Congregational Church, United Church of Christ, and how many times have you been to the festival?
This is my fourth time.
And how is it this year?
I'm enjoying it so much. Lots of old friends and new friends, and seeing some of Atlanta as well.
Mm-hmm. Tell me, you obviously work very hard as a preacher, and you spend a lot of time crafting your sermons. You come to events like this. Why is that so important to you?
I find it so stimulating, Peter, because as I'm listening to these great preachers preach, I find that I compose sermons at the same time. So I'm thinking not only about what they're telling me, but I'm also then thinking about future sermons that I'm going to be preaching.
Tell us a little bit about your own practices of sermon preparation.
I am a person who is always thinking about preaching. It is on my mind all the time. Sunday will come. It will happen. So I need to be ready for it, and I think I'm really like a sponge. I'm aware of all of my surroundings, and I'm thinking about what's going on. I'm listening to music. I'm reading newspapers and magazines. I'm watching television. I'm reading books. I think all of it goes into the hopper for sermon preparation, and so I really try to take all those life experiences and craft a sermon out of them.
Take us through a typical week in doing that, in terms of when do you actually put words together?
It's never the same. Uh-huh. I don't have a day that I do that. It may happen on Monday, it may happen on Tuesday or Wednesday. So much of it has to do with my schedule. And it's like putting the pieces of a puzzle together. You know, I may have the beginning or the ending or the middle, and then I just have to arrange the pieces, and it may go till Saturday before I get it all into shape. But
what would you say is the greatest frustration or the aspect of preaching that you wrestle the most with?
Well, I think the most difficult thing is, of course, the preparation time, the time that you want to adequately study the text, and with all the demands that you have on your week. You may have a week with two funerals, for instance. You had no idea you were going to have that, and so your schedule just sort of flies out the window, and that's always, it's that unpredictability that can be very difficult.
Now, tell us a little bit about how you got into the ministry. Your father is a pastor.
Yes. Father and grandfather. I'm actually fifth generation pastor. Yes. So I guess it was always something.
Preordained?
I just feel that it was so much a part of my background and my family that I almost didn't think about doing anything else. It was so much a part of our family.
Mm-hmm. And your father's still preaching.
My father's still preaching, yes. Just took his eighth interim assignment, and this is for the United Church of Christ. And so we talk religion all the time.
Mark, what is there one theme or message or word that you realize you kind of keep coming back to in your preaching?
I am one that returns again and again to the idea of grace, because it has been so much a part of my life. A friend of mine, a clergy colleague, says, "I think you've been dipped in it," and I really believe that. You know, I was in a sense raised from the dead. I had a heart attack, and a friend brought me back to life through CPR. So I feel like Lazarus, and so that element of God's grace is so much a part of my preaching. And those New Testament themes cluster around that.
Could you talk a little bit about the preacher as prophet in society? What, you know, how far do we take that? Should we assume that role?
I think that's very much a part of the pastoral role I know that William Sloan Coffin said that you should be able to preach one prophetic sermon a year, and that the congregation should know that that's what's happening. But he said that's about all you can get away with, and and that's really been true for me as well. I need to preach to everyone in my congregation and need to feel them. I think they need to feel like they can trust me and can see me as the pastor for all the people. But I also think there are times when that is demanded of us, that we speak out prophetically.
Well, Mark Doty, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Peter. It's always a joy.